number 4 is from the Clerk of Circuit Courts requesting authorization to accept not more than $205,000 in funding from the Wisconsin Department of Justice pursuant to a stipulated judgment obtained in a legal action against Countrywide Financial Corporation.
Hello, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is John Barrett. I am the Clerk of Circuit Court from Milwaukee County. I have with me Deb Tuttle, who's the chief mediator for the Milwaukee Metropolitan Foreclosure Project. I have been fortunate to see firsthand how effective their program is, and I would like to see their program continue. I'm going to leave the details of the program to Deb, if that's okay with the committee, and let her just describe briefly what's going on and what we're requesting.
So they say a picture is worth
205,000.
So each one of the blue
upside down
dots represents a home, so, you know, many of which are in your district. And it's a home that's been saved from foreclosure. We serve right now predominantly Milwaukee County. We do also serve to a minor degree Waukesha County. The way that these homes were saved was simply by making a connection between the servicer's representative, who has authority to make decisions regarding the loans, and the homeowner. It's just that simple. The communications are so difficult right now. It's a chaotic environment. It's chaotic for the homeowner, who receives on a daily basis probably 50 pieces of mail that relate to foreclosure and their loan, probably half of which is not trustworthy. And it's difficult for the servicers because they have a volume of loan servicing that's unprecedented. In the summer of 2009, Chief Judge Kramer signed a directive that said for all foreclosure actions filed in Milwaukee County, the summons and complaint has to attach a pink notice of our program and an application. It's pink. It stands out. The homeowner applies for our services. This is a voluntary program. We forward that application onto the servicer. We invite them to participate. 80% of the time, they say yes, and that begins the process. There's a nominal cost for participating. The majority of our funds come from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. And then we sit around the table, and we explore options that are better for both parties in the completion of the foreclosure action. And those options include things like repayment plans, modifications. Sometimes it's a reinstatement because they can catch up. Or it's a transition alternative, which means for the servicers, the collateral is going to be preserved because the relationship is collaborative. You know, there aren't going to be pipes turned off in the winter and things freezing. And for the homeowner, they're treated with respect. It's not an adversarial process. They know the timeline, and they have some control of their life. We're a quiet program. We don't have to market because we have kind of a captive. I mean, the notice goes off with all the foreclosure. And we are careful with our budget, so we don't. You might not even know about us. To date, there's been 423 homes that have been saved from foreclosure, and we've served over 2,500 people. We'd like to continue our work. The economic indicators suggest that this problem's not going away. We see that there, you know, what we look at are employment figures, then we look at delinquency and how long those delinquencies are, and then we look at foreclosure filings. And those numbers all indicate that the problem is here to stay. And we have funding remaining, and Marquette has served out its term. They got us up and running. They used their design expertise, their IT expertise. They had student involvement. But now we're ready to launch on our own, and we're grateful that the Clerk of Court's office is willing to house us.
And if I may, this money is just basically going to pass through our office from the Department of Justice to us to Deb's program, which is just an ongoing program. And so we're just trying to continue what exists right now, because it has been so phenomenally successful and helpful to people in the community, and it really is a terrific program.
Supervisors Rice and Broderick.
Thank you. Thanks for this presentation. It was
twice. I appreciate the detail on it. How are you managing to do this with the modest budget you've got? Do you volunteer staff? Were there Marquette law students involved? Or how do you involve or get all these contacts made with these clients with a
We have four full-time employees. We have 12 volunteer attorney mediators. We have, in any given semester, we have law students. We have one intern who receives credit, and we have a whole host of volunteer law students. We're just fortunate to have that support.
And you're going to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
That what's changed in terms of the relationship with Marquette? This space allocation, or what?
If I may, they were the administrator of the grant. And so I will kind of become the administrator of the grant. I think it's the DOJ's preference that it be here. They are actually physically, will be physically and have been physically housed in our offices. And it is something that will continue. And it really is terrific, and I hope that I've answered your question. Mm-hmm. Essentially, Marquette has served their 3 years. It was initially a 3-year stint. That has run its course, and Marquette is not going to continue. They did their 3 years, and I think they would prefer that it transition over to us.
And this amount of money is what remains from the initial grant, or is this a 2012 grant, or what is this?
It's the remainder of 2.5 years of allocations. And it should easily take us through December of 2012 and likely beyond.
And is it anticipated there would be continued funding through DOJ? Was this a settlement fund that came about yet?
Countrywide, and you know, there's talk of more settlements coming.
Thank you. I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. Supervisor Trevor, for your
next. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for purposes of constituent referral, is it the general number to contact, or is there a specific number for the program within your office?
You could, if you got them to the general clerk of court's phone number, we can absolutely get them with Deb.
Okay.
And Deb's program.
Good. Thank you.
We can supply some materials if you want to put that on your post that on your sites or make it available more directly to your constituents.
We'd appreciate that. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. Countrywide, of course, is one of the very bad actors in the whole foreclosure crisis. I see from just looking at your diagram there that there was quite a bit of service actually performed for homes in Waukesha County and other counties outside of Milwaukee County, and I'm not in any way complaining about that. I think that's excellent. But if it's going to be now referred to Milwaukee County Courthouse through the clerk's office, is the out-of-county service going to be continued? Certainly foreclosures that happen within this courthouse have jurisdictional requirements that they're within the county. I'm just wondering how that's going to work.
We feel that because it's really state money and state pass-through that that we can't really restrict it to just our jurisdiction. And we're just passing the money through to them. And I think that the benefit to the community as a whole, keeping up homes generally throughout the southeastern part of Wisconsin, is a benefit to everyone in the community.
So the answer is yes, it will
yes.
be continued to be a regional program.
Yes.
And since it is state money, I'm not in any way complaining about that. I'm just wondering, in the mediation work you've done, have you found some of the problems such as Countrywide's failure to even record mortgages, some of those other issues that have come forward? Has it been that obnoxious in our state, or have you uncovered those kinds of issues?
So mediation is confidential. That's one
okay.
thing I didn't
And I'm
mention.
Not asking for
and
individual.
I know you, right. And we see whatever you can imagine is what we see. We see hardship simply because of employment loss. We see negative amortizing mortgages where the homeowner can decide how much they want to pay each month, and they just get farther and farther behind because they don't understand it. And we see loans that probably never should have been originated in the first place because they were based on income that didn't exist.
But so I was more concerned about the irregularities in the recording process.
We never get to that evidentiary point because we're in the middle of, I know you're an attorney, we're outside of the fact finding. So the homeowner wouldn't know to raise that defense. Some of the homeowners aren't represented and they do raise that defense, but we never get to see how it comes out because hopefully they end up with an affordable mortgage payment and then they don't necessarily pursue those defenses.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? Okay. Ma'am, what's your last name?
Tuttle.
Tuttle.
T-U-T-T-L-E.
Okay. And would you fill out one of the cards if you have everything to for the record? Thank you very much. We have a resolution on this matter, and Supervisor Rice has moved approval. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Not Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Jurcik?
Aye.
Marshawn?
Aye.
Cesaris?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Vote is 6-0, and it is approved.
Thank you very much. And
thank
if you would provide us with the materials.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.